American cities were burning 40 years ago following the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He had preached nonviolence and racial equality, but his murder provoked both pain and anger on the streets. On April 7, 1968, 3 days after Dr. King was killed, singer and pianist Nina Simone gave a concert at the Westbury Music Fair on Long Island, New York. Active in the civil rights movement, Simone was known for songs like Mississippi Goddamn, which pulled no political punches. The concert was a cathartic event. Simone was at the height of her powers and filled with anguish. "The king is dead," she said into the microphone. "The king of love is dead." That night, Simone and her band performed a new song.
We want to do a tune written for today, for this hour, for Dr. Martin Luther King.
The name of the song was Why. It went on for 13 minutes. Nina Simone sang and played and sermonized and asked the questions no one on that day could answer. The song was written by her bass player, Gene Taylor. Simone's brother, organist Samuel Wayman, was on stage with her that day.
We learned that song that day. We didn't have a chance to really, like, have 2 or 3 days of a rehearsal. But when you're feeling compassion and outrage and wanting to express what you know the world is feeling, we did it because that's what we felt.
'Cause he'd seen the mountaintop. And he knew he could not stop. Always living with the threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think, 'cause we're headed for the brink. What will happen now that he is dead? For equality, for all people, you and me, full of love and goodwill, hate was not his way.
Yeah, she didn't know what she wanted to do. She didn't know whether she could do it. Through the tears, the hurt, confusion, what do you do at a moment like that?
Well, the murders never cease. Are they men or are they beasts? What do they ever hope to gain? Will my country Is it too late for us all? And did Martin Luther King just die in vain?
So many questions she had, so many questions that song
has. Yes. You just touched the nerve.
Do you remember what that felt like as you were listening to her?
Yes, just like I'm feeling right this minute. Pretty emotional. The questions in the song are the questions that are still being asked today about hatred, injustice, discrimination, lack of peace around the world that's going on today. The song is timeless.
He had seen mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop. Always living with a threat, death ahead. Come on, Sam. Folks, you better stop it. We're almost to the brink.
Nina Simone, in a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She was performing 40 years ago, 3 days after King's assassination. We heard memories of the concert from her brother, organist Samuel Wayman. He was on stage with Nina Simone that day at the Westbury Music Fair on Long Island. Listening to NPR News.